is for Saturday, June 28th, 2008. I am George Drage, your host, and we have today, we have a special person, actually. We have Maggie Weekly. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, good, George. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. So why don't you go ahead and tell us who you are and what you do?
Well, my name is Maggie Weekly, and I am the owner and creator of maggiesangels.com. And I basically do pet portraits for wonderful people, and they're real whimsical and bright and fun, full of emotion. And I've been working on Maggie's Angels for the last 3 years. And I also work as a freelance illustrator for blueskygraphiccommunications.com. And that's... my boss is Kent Weekly, my husband, and I do just any kind of illustrative work that he needs. That's, you know, I do it for him. So it's a really nice combination. He does a whole bunch of design work for me, and we kind of help each other out in that aspect.
Yeah, I really like how you both of you work. I've actually known Maggie for a while. The funny thing is, we met, I was going to her husband because her husband, was a designer and
a graphic designer. Yeah.
A graphic designer. And I went to him and I was like, can you give me some tips on Photoshop and how to do some stuff and help me with some stuff for, actually he did one of my old podcasts. He helped me with the design for When Apple Podcast. And so I was telling him how I was into podcasting and all that. And he told his wife, Maggie. And Maggie contacted me, and she contacted me, and she wanted me to set up her blog. And so her blog was the one that made me make my own startup business. It's called Drage Web Solutions. We give you unlimited space on web hosting, email, FTP accounts. It's for a charge of $7, and that comes with the domain. And we also provide tech services, WordPress installations, WordPress customizations, podcast hosting, and stuff like that. And so I've been working on her blog for the past week. It's been a great honor to have her as one of my first clients.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. He's doing such a good job. George, you're so knowledgeable. It's just impressive how much you know about this stuff, and I love the design of my blog. One of the biggest things that I wanted to keep true to how my design of my website is, which is real clean and the light blue and stuff. And George was able to find me
WordPress themes.
Yeah, a theme that looked very much like my website. So it looks like it's seamless with it, and will eventually when I get it done. Unfortunately, I don't have as much time to dedicate as I can. So it's really nice to have George help me out and really put everything together for me. We're going to be taking a trip, and George is going to be helping me throughout the process. There's a lot to learn, and he is so great at teaching and, you know, helping me with this whole thing. So I'm really excited.
So that's what brings us into today's interview. I'm interviewing her because, you know, as in the technology, she's getting to learn. She just she purchased a Mac last November, wasn't it? And mm-hmm. And so I've been teaching her how to use iChat and all that. And, you know, as the process comes along, she gets to like more technology. And, she started out with a basic cell phone, and now she wants to go to an iPhone. She wants to go to the big leagues and go to an iPhone. And so I've been talking to her, and, this is what I'm going to talk to. She's going to ask me some questions about the iPhone, and literally I'm going to talk to her about the iPhone.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. I know that you have the old iPhone.
Yeah.
And jealousy. I'm so jealous of it because I really wanted to have it. But I'm really glad we waited. We always know that, you know, Apple comes out with 10 times better things that they always do. And it was a nice surprise. There's so many features. And I do. I want you to talk a little bit about how the new iPhone can help me connect with all my clients and everything like that, George. I know that there's something about inputting some phone numbers or something.
The mobile me.
So tell me about
that. She can actually. It's gonna be a nice future. Mobile me is you're gonna buy it and you're gonna pay $99 a year. Right now, I have a dot Mac. So what my dot Mac is gonna do? I don't know if Kent has a dot Mac, but
I'm not sure.
a dot Mac, it gives you 10 gigabytes of space to put all your like pictures and files that you need. It gives you a photo gallery, so you could have put up photo galleries, which is really nice. You can allow your family to view it and all that. I've tried I've actually set up one, and I know my friend Billy Heim, which has been on the podcast before, has one, and so it that's really nice. You can create web pages with iWeb, and you can do a lot of things. There's a lot of interrogation with .Mac right now, but MobileMe is Exchange for the rest of us. I have with one of my businesses, I have an Exchange server where I get my email and all that. But for the people like Maggie and Kent, that they don't have an Exchange server, this is going to be great for them to run on their business. You know, she's at the store and she gets she can get her email automatically because it's push email. So she'll get her email and she gets a client. She's at the Publix or whatever, and she shows her paintings because the iPhone has. You can put.
I know. I love it. I have the iPhone Touch, and I love that feature. And yes, you're right. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's the iPod Touch. And, yeah. She can show her pictures off to people and all that. All right, and they're like, "Oh, I want a painting like that." All right. So she puts her contact info, and it goes directly to her computer. That's what push contacts and her. I know she uses iCal a lot. A lot. I've seen what it looks like. I've helped her screen sharing, and oh my god,
it's crazy, isn't it? Though, yeah.
So that's gonna work. You put in a new new date in your calendar. It's gonna automatically sync with your iPhone.
Just over the internet, like without any internet,
like that in a flash.
That's so cool. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah.
And so what we're trying to interrogate is the news from the past week, because I know I usually launch the episodes on Monday, and you know I didn't have time to record one on the weekend. So for the Mac I don't know if you have any friends in Australia, but Australia just Apple just launched the TV shows in Australia, and I think they're $1.99 US dollar. I mean in Aussie dollars, so $1.99 in Aussie dollars. Also, there have been so many rumors about the iPhone. You know, I'm crazy, but I know you're not gonna be there for the launch. You're gonna be out of town, right?
And that's why I want you to do my blog, so then I can be blogging all the way from Utah and Colorado at my campsites if we have Wi-Fi.
So
I wish I had my new iPhone now, so then I can, you know, be on the internet and stuff like that as I'm on the road. But
yeah, and so
the
new iPhone is going to cost $200 for an 8 gig and $300 for a 16 gig. And if you want to get a white one, they come only in 16 gig. Also, a lot of rumors. The iPhone, I mean, last year they did it at 6 p.m. I was there, unfortunately, and I got it in my iPhone in September. And so there have been a lot of rumors. You know, for me, the launch, I'm going to be there, but I don't know. There are so many rumors they're going to launch it at 8 a.m., and, you know, most of the stores are, new stores are doing that. They're opening at 8 a.m. and getting all the clients in at 8 a.m., so at 8 a.m. is going to be, it's not confirmed yet, but they're saying is what it is at 8 p.m., 8 a.m. So that means that I would have to wake up at like at 5, because I'm not going to go there the night before and spend the night. I'm going to show up there the day. And so, you know, it would be nice for 6 p.m. because if it's at 6 p.m., I'll be there like around lunchtime, and I'll be quicking live. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be quicking from the with my N95 that I have. So actually got to review that. I'm going to review that when I get the iPhone 3G. I'm going to compare them both. So yeah,
that's exciting.
Yes. What other interesting?
You're gonna be mobbed, you know. There's gonna be a million people there. I hope, in a way.
You hope? Well, I don't.
Well, it's funny because do you think a lot of people are gonna upgrade?
Well, one out of every four people. That's what everybody's saying. One out of every four people are gonna upgrade. And you know, I was at the Apple store the other day, getting my old iPhone fixed for a family member of mine. And I was there, and I was talking to the guy. The guy is really knowledgeable about Apple. You know, he knew everything about the iPhone and all that. And so I was talking to him. He was like, "Well, you know, the new iPhone is just gonna have 3G, and you know, some of the areas in the U.S. are not covered by 3G, and so you're gonna be using edge speeds." And you know, I'm debating. I mean, I want to get the. I'm gonna buy the iPhone, but I'm debating if it's gonna be like. I mean, really, why? If the edge right now is perfectly fine, you mm-hmm. know, there's the 3G. All the only plus is GPS.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm still gonna go ahead and purchase it. I'm still debating on how. I mean, how it's gonna be like. I'm excited for the plastic, and you know, some people are excited because it's going to be a flush headphone jack, which yeah. The other
was that causing problems before? I saw that in that address. Was that an issue before that it wasn't flush?
I mean, a lot of people wanted to use headphones that they couldn't use with it, so you uh-huh. have to get an extender. Like, I know.
I see.
The thing that you have, you know, that tape that you put in the car, and then you're
like, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. that I wouldn't be able to plug my my iPhone into that. I mean, that into my iPhone, my 2G iPhone, or mm-hmm. the Edge iPhone, iPhone the current version right now. It's not out yet. The one that was launched last year. You're not allowed to do that. You have to get it. You have to pay like $14 for an extender. That's just ridiculous. Just for an extender, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I'm glad about that. But I mean. GPS, you know, that's a plus. I don't drive, so.
But don't we have GPS somewhat in the it's, when I upgraded?
It's called a Locate Me feature, and it just takes a base of off your Wi-Fi or your Edge, and it mm-hmm. tells you a like maybe gives you a probably a 20-mile radius, 50-mile radius about where you are.
It does really good, and then it has Google Earth too with it.
Google Maps, yeah, and it's not
Google Maps.
The only thing, it's not exact.
It's not exact.
And that's and the keynote was really funny when Steve Jobs announced that he put, all right, let's go to this street, and it was showing you, it was taking you through that zigzag street, so it's actually an exact thing. And another plus is the price. The price is $200. That's
I know, I love that.
You know, I love that too, because I was asking for donations for the last iPhone. That was pretty funny. But this iPhone is very affordable, and I'm more of an Apple fanboy. You know, I would love to spend a night out, but the AT&T that I'm going to is not in a good neighborhood, so I'll be. Going there and staying there for probably a 6-hour wait, unless it's at 8 a.m., which I'm hoping. And the activation in store, I do not like that, because you have to go and you have to sign a 2-year contract, and then you have to pay $10 more for the 3G speeds. I don't really like that.
And there's no other choices? Like, we don't have any other choice with that?
No. It's a 2-year contract. And you have to pay $10 more than what I switched because of the N95. I got 3G, and so I just I'm paying $10 more, which I was paying before for the text messaging too. So I'm literally going to be paying the same price. Mm-hmm. But what I don't like is that it's not coming with texting. You're going to have to pay $5 extra to get 200 messages, which last time with the iPhone plan, the current iPhone, it came 200 text messages came with the plan, $20. And that was a great deal. That was a great deal. But, you know...
I know, so they lower the price on the phone, but then they hike up the price.
You're going to end up paying more.
Yeah.
You can see the total. You're going to end up paying $1,000-some a year for your iPhone being the plan. But...
Yeah, it stinks.
It stinks. But, you know, and also, if I wanted to go to the Apple Store myself, show up at the Apple Store, I have to go with my parent because my parent has to sign the 2-year contract. Yeah. That's what stinks. You know, and you're not going to be able to activate it over online. Like, if it's at 8 a.m. in the morning, come home in the morning, activate it, sync it up with iTunes, and I'll be playing with it for a couple hours. And probably, I mean, I know a bunch of us people, me and my friends, Billy Heim, Connor's not going to get it. Probably Aaron. A bunch of people are going to, I'm going to be having that the day it comes out, and we're just going to have a great, probably great talk. On TalkShoe, maybe or just a great big podcast and discussion about it. We're gonna have it. I'm gonna be playing it for quite a while, and so that's gonna be amazing. And that's what, 2 weeks away from now today, or
I mean, it's gonna be, it's pretty gonna much. Be, I know, the 4th of July, 6th week.
13 days from tomorrow, or from the day we're recording. I mean, this podcast will be up 13 days.
You're not going to sleep the week of, right? You're going to be so excited.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to get any sleep, and I'll probably not, I mean, not sleep that weekend. You know what sucks is I'm going out of town that weekend. Like, we're going out of town. Hopefully, I'm going right after the iPhone launch, so that's going to be, I mean, I'm going to be playing with it all weekend, you know. But
that'll be fun.
It's going to be great. And, AT&T, I mean, I know you were looking for something, cause you're going on your trip. I know you were looking for something to, I mean, hook up your computer so you could have internet on the go.
I would love that so much. I really would. Especially since this year I'm learning so much, and then we could stay, you know, communication, and then you could really help me out with a lot of the programs. Cause really, George, you have helped me in so many different things. We've uploaded and fixed the computer in so many aspects, you know, and it's really nice to have that, especially this week. This week we've been on Skype and iChat like almost every night.
Yeah, I know. It's been crazy.
I know. We've done a lot this week. But we really have.
What I'm thinking is I'm going to call the, I mean, I've called the AT&T stores and I know they're going to sell, I know which ones are going to sell them. So, but I want to see which one has Wi-Fi, because, you know, if I'm going to be there standing for 6 hours, I'm not just going to sit there. I'm going to be on Skype probably talking to Billy and talking to a lot of people that are going to be at the iPhone launch. And I'm going to be also streaming live from Quick. Maybe even Ustream, if I can find out a way how to tether my N95 to the computer. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be, I mean, I know the AT&T hasn't said anything about tethering the new iPhone with your computer or not, but you know it would be amazing, or maybe someone creates an application where you can do that.
I think that in the future, and we could see that even in a year's time, where as soon as Apple opens the floodgates for the other phone companies. And then anybody, then the plans will come down, and I think that's when we're going to see, you know, the iPhone really take over. Yeah. Don't you think?
You got to remember that when Steve Jobs first announced in Macworld of 07, I think it was, last year, Macworld, he announced that they were on a 5-year contract with
Apple. Yeah, that's so, right. I forgot about that.
That's what Apple has right there. And so there's been a lot of competitions right now, but I know you're going to buy an iPhone, and I know I'm going up there for a week to learn, to get some Photoshop and you know, learn Dreamweaver and all that. I think what I'll do is, I'll give you a course on the iPhone and be like, all right, I want the iPhone. I know how much you're going to pay. I know. And I'm going to go out and we'll buy it, and I'll teach you how to work with it.
Maneuver it. Yeah, no kidding. I know there's such a huge learning curve to all this, but what's funny is, like, once you know how it works, it's easy. It really is. It's very, the Mac, I think, is one of those things that as soon as you just know a few of the things, then you really can go pretty far with it. And, like, for me, I'm really a new person for all this technology. And since November, I mean, I have just grown leaps and bounds just by having my little laptop, you know, my MacBook, and, you know, having resources like you that I can go and ask questions, like, this isn't working, what do I do? I mean, it's so helpful. Yeah. And I hope that, you know, people will realize that, and I'll promote you to all my clients and all my friends, you know, and let them know about you and your services, because I think that it's amazing. It really is. Because, you know, to have somebody that guides you through some of these steps, it's time. I mean, it's time. You're actually buying time is what you're doing, you know, by hiring you. So I'm excited. I'm excited for you, George. I hope it goes really well and people start using your services, because it's definitely well worth every penny.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, Drage, let me tell you a little bit more about Drage Web Solutions. Drage Web Solutions, we offer 24-hour, 24/7 services. I'm trying to think about that, because
yeah, 24 hours.
If you guys are in Denmark and I'm it's whatever time over there, and it's 3 a.m. in the morning over there, and you call me and it's on a school night, I'm gonna be mad, because I mean right now it's 24-hour service and support, and I'm looking for any of you interested in joining. you can go into dragesolutions.com and fill out the contact form, contact me there. I've got to figure out a way, because I don't want to put my, you know, if I get a lot of clients and, you know, I get a bunch of clients and what I might do is I might just buy a cheap cell phone and get the minimum I can do for the plan. And, what I'm paying right now, because I know AT&T's got it's $40 a month for the basic voice plan. I might just go out to the cheapest and most reasonable phone company, and if I'm getting a bunch of money a month, because it's you're gonna be paying for hosting, $7 a month for hosting, I will go and with that money I'll be able to pay for my own cell phone plan, and I'll be paying for a regular business phone, and that's where I'll have 24 service and support, and then after a certain hour I'll just shut off the phone.
Yeah. So it'll be like your bat phone.
Yeah, because it's a business phone, and so because it's. I mean, I've been out there and looking for 888 numbers, 800 numbers, and it's ridiculous. Like $40 a month, and I can get like a cheap plan with AT&T. I mean, with probably Metro PCS would be the one that sucks, and they're not even on minutes. It's like maybe $30 a month, and you get unlimited minutes.
Yeah,
and then. And then I think you get unlimited texting. So I mean, that would be great. That would be great if I can be able to afford a business phone and maybe eventually even pay for my iPhone bill, which right now I'm not paying for. But
yeah, it must be nice.
Yes, it is really nice having someone pay for stuff like that. But so the iPhone 13. Let's see here. I have my RSS reader open, flagged image. There's been some rumors too that Nike and Nike gym equipment will be coming to Apple, so there will be an interrogation with the new iPod, like it was before. The new SDK came out for you developers that are developing applications for the iPhone. Also, they got iTunes 7.7. Was seeded today, yesterday. It was actually yesterday. The 27th, yesterday actually. And you're allowed to do different things. Apple created this application. It's for, you can allow to play in the App Store. It's going to be when it comes out. It's a remote application where you'll be able to play your, like, iTunes, across your Wi-Fi. So you're sitting on the couch and you have your computer in the other room and you want to play some music, I think you might be able to do that with your iPhone.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
A bunch of different things here I'm looking at on the Cyrus streams Cyrus satellite radio to your iPhone. That would be great. A bunch of rumors. This just came in earlier. I was reading iPhones might be start to sell at Radio Shack and Best Buy. That would be great, because you know they will start selling for July 11th, the launch date, because you know if they were start selling July 11th, I know Radio Shack, and if that would be, I mean, there would be no lines at Radio Shack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would show up at Radio Shack.
And then you wouldn't have to sign up there for Sprint, right?
No, or I mean AT&T, and yes, you would
AT&T,
have,
sorry.
You would have to sign up for a contract. I mean, you're going to sign up for you're going to, if you go to an Apple store, you're going to end up signing for a contract there either. To get there too.
But if you bought it at Radio Shack, would you have to sign a contract there?
I'm looking.
Or would you have to go to an AT&T store and then do that?
No. Best Buy already offers all. I mean, you know, Best Buy already offers the Apple products. That's where I'm trying to get a job. You know, at the Apple stand in Best Buy, because I know Billy Heim. He was telling me about that. It's just rumor status right now. So there's not much going out. I mean, I don't really know much about this, and I haven't got any more. Like, I just got this from one website. So also today, Rogers put out their. I mean, for Canada, I know I got a lot of friends in Canada. They put out their plan. Ridiculous, the most ridiculous plan I've ever seen. $60 a month for 150 anytime minutes. So that would be 150 like for a whole month. You would have 150. I don't know. I don't think you would be able to do that. 150 minutes. I mean, 150 minutes, 75 outgoing SMS, and 400 megabytes of data. That's ridiculous. And then all the plans include unlimited nights and weekends, unlimited incoming SMS. I like that because I get all these floating around text messages, you know, and I'm paying for those, you know, so that's what I like. I like that. Unlimited Wi-Fi at any Rogers or Fido hotspot. So that's great. But no unlimited data. You know, I have friends that want unlimited data, and, you know, the plans go up to $115, and that's only 2 gigabytes of data a month. What the heck is that, you know? Because over here we're getting, I think it's like $450 for the basic iPhone plans, $450 a month. Or not $450 a month, $450 minutes, which is good. And then, but you don't get unlimited text. I mean, you don't get unlimited text. So that about wraps it up for the iPhone news. I don't know if you have any other questions about the iPhone or Mobile Me.
Well, I'm sure I'll call you. Yeah. I'm sure as soon as I figure one out, I'll be calling.
So that about wraps it up for the whole interview. And, you know, I was everyone out there, go and there's gonna I'm gonna put a contact form on Maggie's site. There's gonna be a contact form. Go into her email. Go out and tell her how good Twitter is. I'm trying to get her into Twitter. She thinks it's addicting. You know, I'm a Twitter. I mean, I was a Twitter holic when I started, and I'm still a Twitter holic. But I haven't tweeted as much. She needs to. I'm gonna set her up on Twitter eventually, and she's gonna get into Twitter. I mean, she's gonna like it, and then she's start tweeting everything.
I don't know if I can handle it. It's too much information.
That's the way I am. And you know. Every time, I mean, it's gonna be cool because every time you post a blog post or whatever, it goes to Twitter and all your friends will see that. So yeah. we'll have to get her.
We'll have to learn that one. Maybe after summer.
I mean, I showed her the Twitter in plain English from Common Craft, and she understood what it is. And I showed her husband, but.
We don't want to be like hooked to the computer like 24 hours a day, and that's kind of tough, you know. So. I think it's a great thing. I think it's really fun. And maybe later on, maybe, you know.
I'd love to plug you in as your Twitter on my podcast. But so tell us who you are and where we can find you again.
Okay. My website is maggiesangels.com, all plural. MaggiesAngels.com, and you can, all my contact information is there. Go to the merchandise link, and then you can see all of my work. Everything's there. That one has been updated. My website is a little bit under construction. We have a couple pages left to finish up, but you know, it looks really good. It's the gallery that needs to be updated.
And Maggie's Angels blog. You go to the website and then you type in /blog is up, and that's we're getting that work out this weekend.
I'm packing for my trip to Utah and Colorado, so we're leaving on Monday, and let me tell you, it's just like we're just trying to get everything together, and it'll be really fun because once we get it up, then we can communicate that way.
Hopefully, it has a July 11th. You have Wi-Fi, so you can be see me there streaming live from the island.
I hope so.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, you can find me you can go to
Blue Sky Graphic, and it's singular. There's no S in graphic.com, and you can see Ken Weekly's his website, and that's in the advertising. He also does photography, so all those that are interested in landscape photography and some animals and some people. His website for that is Kent, K-E-N-T, Weekly, W-E-A-K-L-E-Y. And he has some pretty amazing infrared photography there, and their panoramics, and they're really, really gorgeous.
Yes, and that was kentweekly.com.
.com.
All right. Everyone knows, I have Twitter, twitter.com /gdrage, G-D-R-A-G-E. This is the Apple Juice Show, applejuiceshow.com. You can also go to the business site, dragesolutions.com. thank you for tuning into this podcast. We hope you have a great day or night or whatever it is. Great weekend. Because
and thank you for having me on it. It's an honor.
That's an honor. So this is the Apple Juice Show with your host, George Rage, and co-hosting with me today was Maggie Weekly. Thank you very much, Maggie.